A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take in for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Mem Hei, Erevin 45A, pagination page 89. Towards the bottom of the page, five lines from the bottom, a new Mishnah. The Gemara over here is addressing the topic of a person who was not paying attention. Wasn't paying attention at the time that Shabbos began in order to acquire his Erev Techumen. And we want to know if he acquires his Erev Techumen. What's the possibility over here? So the Mishnah presents that if a person is sleeping, doesn't know that it's getting dark and that it's time to acquire your location of residence as far as Erev Techumen, the 2,000 Amos go, so then perhaps he does not acquire any Techum at all and is stuck in his location. He has 4 Amos and that's it. So the Mishnah says, Mi sheyashen bederech, a person who falls asleep on the way, v'lo yoda shechashecho, he doesn't know it's getting dark. Yesh lo apayim amo l'chol ruach, he gets 2,000 amo in any direction, meaning he acquires successfully his location as his residence. Divi Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, this is the ruling of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, as we'll see in a moment, that a sleeping person does acquire Shvisa. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim argue and say that he would only get 4 Amos, because since he's not paying attention, he does not acquire the Erev Techumen, and the ramifications by a person who does not acquire Erev Techumen is that he's stuck in his location. Now, let's put on our thinking caps, because very often when you have a ruling in one area, if you change the case, the opinion that was stringent over here is going to be lenient over there, lenient over here is stringent over there. So let's just adjust the case slightly. Instead of talking about a person who is sleeping, what would happen if you were talking about ownerless objects, such as a bucket of water? There's a bucket of water that's been ownerless for years. It fills up with rainwater, and it's sitting here in the middle of nowhere. What would happen according to these two opinions? Let's do the calculation. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this human being is, so to speak, ownerless, but he's not paying attention. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he acquires his location as his residence. We basically use the word like impose. We impose a residence. Even though he's not paying attention, we impose a residence upon him. What is that residence? He's a human being. 2,000 amma. He gets 2,000 amma. What would happen if you would do the same thing on a bucket of water? So it would be limited to its 2,000 amma. If you're willing to compare a sleeping person to an ownerless bucket of water, both of them are not paying attention on their own, but we impose a tchum upon them, so then the bucket of water is limited to 2,000 amma. If a person comes from a neighboring town and wants to carry this bucket of water according to his own tchum, but his own tchum brings it all the way to the east, further than this bucket of water is allowed to go, so to speak, even though the bucket doesn't have mitzvahs, but you would, if it's imposed a limitation, then you have to observe it. You as a Jew would have to observe that limitation. So then it could be that the bucket of water actually has a tchum of its own. Let's flip the case, though. Let's flip the opinion, though. What happens if you approach this according to the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon say that you have a sleeping person, he does not get a tchum. Let me repeat that. He does not get a tchum. So by a human being, does not get a tchum means he doesn't get 2,000 amma and he's stuck to his location, which is Dalet Amos, his location. But by an object, if he does not have a tchum, it does not have a tchum, what happens to that object? No limitations. It doesn't have mitzvahs of its own, so it doesn't have to stay where it is, and if you're not going to impose a tchum, then it is going to be able to go wherever it wants, wherever someone decides to carry it. There are no limitations. And therefore, the shita, the opinion, that is strict by the sleeping person and says, we don't give you a tchum. Oh, I want a tchum. I want to go 2,000 amma. We don't give you a tchum. You're sleeping. By an ownerless object is going to be great. We don't give you a tchum. And therefore, whoever wants to can carry wherever they want.
But the person only has the 4 amas, right?
A person is limited until we give him a tchum. He wants a tchum. Tchum is good for him because it allows him 2,000 amma. But an ownerless object is very happy not getting a tchum.
Because it has no limitation.
It has no limitation, no mitzvahs of its own.
Right.
Whereas, again, going back to the opinion that says that we impose a tchum on a sleeping person who has no intent. So if you impose a tchum on such a person, and you follow the logic and you agree to follow the logic and say, well, then we impose a tchum on an ownerless bucket of water too. So then that gives a limitation on the bucket of water. And suddenly the opinion that was lenient becomes the stringent, and stringent becomes the lenient. Let's begin the Gemara, turn the page, about 10 lines from the top, Gemara. Boy Rava asked, and it's a sophisticated piece, so I'm going to do a drop of skipping as we go. I'll give you directions. Page 90. My Kosovar Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, what is Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri holding? Misvar Kosovar, is he holding? Cheftze Hefker Konin Shavisa, ownerless things that don't pay attention, they all acquire Shavisa and they're limited by 2,000 amma. Uvedinu deliflug bekelim, and he could have just as well discussed objects. He didn't have to discuss a person that was sleeping. He could have discussed objects, because Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri always imposes a 2,000 amma limitation, even if your or objects are not paying attention. Okay? Drop down 3 lines. First word on the line is dilo, and then we continue. O dilma, or maybe. Kasava Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri holds, ba'alma normally chefze hefker ain konen shavisa. Chefze hefker do not acquire shavisa. You don't impose 2,000 amma limitations on things that are not paying attention. V'hacha hainu taima, you know why this person ends up with the benefit of 2,000 amma, even though Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri's counterpart holds that he's stuck in his location? Because had he been awake, he would get 2,000. So the fact that he happens to be sleeping is not going to ruin him. In other words, had we woken him up, would he say, do I want 2,000 or do I want to stay stuck where I am? He would say, of course I want 2,000. It goes without saying. So we give it to him because the etzem in his very nature, he's a paying attention human being. So he gets 2,000. What would be, by nichsei hefker, what would be by ownerless objects, according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, would we impose 2,000, would we not? Continue where we're up to, at the end of the line, Omar, Rav Yosef, Toshima, I'll bring you a proof. Gishamim sheyardu me'erev yamtiv. Rainwater that came from before yamtiv. Yeah, that's our case. I want to know a bucket of water that came from before Shabbos or Yom Tov, what is its rule? Is it limited? Or is it just ownerless? Yesh lehem alpayim amma l'chol ruach. It has 2,000 amma to any direction. What do you see? We see that there is an opinion that holds that rainwater, ownerless object, is limited by its own 2,000 amma. It's limited, again, by its own, its location binds it to 2,000 amma. Which opinion is that? That's Rav Yechanan ben Uri. And you see that not only did he give the sleeping person 2,000 amma, but he views unilaterally, you give ownerless objects, you give non-paying attention objects, 2,000 amma, bind them in their location according to the 2,000 amma rule. That's Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri. What's amazing over here is that we rule, it's on the next page, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eriv. We're lenient when it comes to eriv techumen of 2,000 amma. We're lenient. And that means that we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri to be lenient by a sleeping person. We give him the 2,000 amma, because in that case he wants the 2,000 amma. And by ownerless objects, when the question is, should we impose 2,000 or leave it neutral and let whoever picks it up deal with it, we're lenient again. And we paskin like the Chachamim that we do not impose or give 2,000 amma to an unpaying attention, to a sleeping, to a non-paying attention object, person. We don't impose 2,000 amma. And therefore, you come out lenient on both sides of the coin. Sleeping person gets 2,000 amma, ownerless object is not limited by 2,000 amma. Yashar koach, have a great day.